I'm Brian Moline. Champaign County voters approved a ballot measure this month creating a new elected county executive position. The county executive will be elected by voters throughout the county to oversee day-to-day operations. Champaign County becomes just the second county in Illinois to adopt this form of government, joining Will County, south of Chicago. Will County adopted the county executive by referendum in 1988. Democrat Larry Walsh was just elected by Will County voters to his fourth term as the county executive. I spoke with Walsh this week about the county executive form of government. He says the biggest challenge in implementing the county executive in Will County was for the county board to accept having less power over day-to-day operations.
It was a very difficult process of the county board members letting loose of what they used to have as control of setting policy. Now under the county executive form, basically they are the legislative branch of the government, just like our state and U.S. government. We got a judicial branch, we got an executive branch, and we got a legislative branch. And so over the past number of years, 28 years that county executive form been in Will County, we have moved forward and the accepting of each other's responsibility is getting better.
What advice would you give Champaign County officials about implementing this position now that it's been approved by voters here?
I would say communications. The county executive form of government is good, a good form of government in the fact that the most important role is that the person that is making the day-to-day operation, that's doing handling the day-to-day operation, everybody gets to have a chance to vote for him or her. Basically, there's a wide range of what you want to implement, and work with your state's attorney and meet quite regularly and try to put the what you want to seek accomplished on paper and move forward. There's the statutes, but you can. There's a wide array of how you accommodate working with those statutes.
Sure. And finally, what advice would you give voters on choosing a county executive? What kind of person is needed in that role?
When I ran in 2004, the two county executives before me basically viewed this job as a part-time job. And let me tell you, here in Will County, and as we were growing there through the 90s and the 2000 to 2010, this job was a full-time job. And you look for somebody that's going to give the time and make the commitment to get involved, get is visible, and the issue is it's just like the county sheriff or the county state's attorney. I mean, counties are big, and you need to be visible and participate. Voters want to see you, and so you better make sure that you're capable and willing to do that, and the county executive has to be flexible. You got to be able to reach over and cross the aisle and work together. And we have been successful in that. And communications and compromise are two of the biggest issues that you have to probably address.
That's Will County Executive Larry Walsh, who was just elected to a fourth term in that position. Champaign County will become just the second county in Illinois to implement the county executive position in 2018.